We spent this week alerting you to the dangers of ransomware and Mars virus attacks on your computer systems, an area of increased vulnerability for both individuals and companies in this country. Through the viruses, people are infiltrating computers, hijacking the information, and then demanding ransoms for people to retrieve their information. These ransoms can run into millions of dollars with no guarantee that you'll be able to retrieve your information even if you pay the ransom. So what is your best defense, therefore? According to Barbadian cybersecurity expert Niall Harper, individuals need to be more aware.
More aware of how they manage their data, more aware of how they share the data, especially on online social media, the different types of online services, and how they protect their data on online as well. But, you know, most people are not necessarily interested in their data being protected. Like, there's something called the information trade-off, where people go on social media, they will read the terms and conditions, or they will not. But they will say, you know what, even though I'm giving out all of my data to Facebook or Instagram, I am fine with that, because the convenience or the value I derive from the platform is more valuable than me protecting my data. Also, what's important for the individual as well, you know, you have to have a vested interest in becoming more aware about your online usage. There are many people with desktops, laptops, cell phones, tablets, who either are not aware of how those devices need to be secured. They've never built that awareness. They've never been trained. There are no awareness on programs that come from the government, that come from their schools, that come from their business. So there's kind of a vacuum of information.
Mr. Harper expands on the basic steps that individuals ought to take.
For the individual, I would say what's important really is to start with securing your endpoints. And that endpoints being your laptop, desktop, your tablet, your cell phone. You know, treat every device like a computer, because that's exactly what every device is. It's just the form factors are different. Make sure you have authentication, that you need a password or a PIN, some form of access control to these devices. And for your devices, you also make sure you run updated antivirus or endpoint detection. For your devices as well, or for your online accounts, whether it be Gmail, your bank account, whichever, use two-factor authentication. You know, something that's also very important that a lot of people neglect is for your cell phones, you know, make sure you have a hard disk drive in encryption. Make sure that your devices are encrypted. So if you lose your device, someone can't break into it by rooting it and getting into your file system. You know, just making sure that you're constantly updating your devices with patches and upgrades. Make sure that your devices are always up to the most recent patching.
San Francisco-based software engineer Matt Schwartz, who is currently in Barbados, recommends that both individuals and businesses pay far more attention to their passwords.
There's a standard that needs to be applied to businesses and individuals that is changing but isn't yet across the board. And I can speak to this as I've seen companies change their internal policies for employees. And that's around passwords. The common idea of passwords should be 8 or more characters in length. It should have a capital, special character, be hard to remember. These actually don't offer much protection. The actual protection is just the length. So a password that says the sun is made of cheese and the moon is not is a better password than 8 characters with capitals, lowercases, and special characters every time. But what needs to happen is there's services like banks to this day put restrictions on even the length of passwords. So we have companies that are enforcing that individuals can't even have the proper protections in place.
Software engineer Matt Schwartz. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.